This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Cantley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, hello. Great to be with you.
And Bridget, you know, I think on one of our recent programs, I mentioned that we had gotten a check from Kroger, which we thank everybody for participating in the Kroger Reward Program and naming Catholic Radio Indy as their charity, which helps us out a whole bunch. If you haven't done that yet, you can do it at our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. And while you're there, if you just happen to have a car or boat, motorcycle, RV that you don't need, you can donate that to Catholic Radio. Now, it doesn't have to look
pretty.
It doesn't have to.
I knew you were going
to
say that, Jim.
He always does. And it doesn't have to run either. I mean, we will dispatch a tow truck to your house and we'll haul that thing off your property and hopefully be solving a problem for you, and you'll be helping us out a whole bunch. So you can do that at our website too, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or you can just call us here at the station, 317-870-8400. Now, I'm going to start here by saying there's something I hear about a lot that I don't know about that always sounds like a good idea because I'd like to have people send me money, and that's GoFundMe. And I don't really know what that's all about, except for you do something or other and people send you money, but we're not going to be talking about that today.
Yeah, this is a really super exciting topic for me today. Jim said that maybe you've heard of GoFundMe. Well, today we're going to be talking about something called Go Pray For Me. And today we are going to be talking with Go Pray For Me creator and founder, Sheena Lukos, who is the founder and creator of this. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim and Bridget, for having me. I'm so excited to be on.
Well, you know, people have heard of crowdfunding. I guess this would be crowd praying, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you came up with this idea and what it is.
Yeah, sure. My name is Sheena Lukos, and I grew up here in the Chicagoland area, came from a very faith-filled Catholic family, and I've been married to my husband for 15 years now. He's also a cradle Catholic, and yeah, the both of us together, we actually had a reversion to our faith about 10 years ago.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it's such a blessing. It was such a grace, and we have 6 children. My oldest is 13, and my youngest is 1 year old.
Wow, that's really awesome, and it's really kind of cool. We people always ask us, well, how do you get all your guests for, you know, Faith in Action, and it's really the Holy Spirit, but our development director knew a friend of yours that goes to Our Lady of the Greenwood here in Indianapolis and said, hey, there's this topic you gotta check out, and so that's what we're doing. So what is Go Pray For Me? Explain what that is and how it came about.
Yeah, so as Jim mentioned, Go Pray For Me is very, very similar to GoFundMe. It functions just like that. So when there is a situation where a person is in need, you can go ahead and create a prayer campaign, and you can describe the situation. You can even add a picture, just like how you can do in GoFundMe. And instead of raising money for the situation, you can raise prayer. And so it's really, really beautiful. Once the campaign is created, it can be sent out to friends and family to invite people to pray. And once a person receives the campaign, they can take a look at it, read the description, understand the situation, and they can pray. There's so many different prayer options like the rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, offering Holy Mass, novenas, the Memorare. There are so many prayer options that are listed there. And it's so beautiful because then people are praying for these intentions. And once they pray, they are able to submit it to the campaign. and the prayers are updated real time on the campaign, just like how GoFundMe would update real time with the dollar amounts. This updates with all the prayers that are offered. And at the same time, the person in need gets a real time email notification from Go Pray For Me saying, you know, so-and-so prayed a memorare for you. And there's also the option of writing a message to the person in need, so they'll get that message as well in their email notification. So one of the biggest blessings is for, you know, is that someone who's having a really difficult time, you know, will very randomly receive these email notifications, really supporting them and encouraging them, letting them know that people are praying for them. And we've just been hearing that it's been making such a tremendous difference in just recovery, healing, just uplifted spirits. And it's just, it's really just making big changes. So, yeah, we're really excited about it.
So we're talking with Sheena Lukos. She is the founder and creator of GoPrayForMe.com. I have to ask you, you're based in the Chicago area. How did you come up with this? I mean, honestly, I can't believe someone hasn't thought of this sooner, but but so, you know, it's such a great idea. But
well, there's so many uses for the internet, and as people are aware, not all of them are good.
Yeah.
And here's something that anybody can access on the internet, and it is good.
So how'd you come up with the idea? And how long have you been at this?
Yeah, so it's funny. People say the same thing every time I talk about it. Everyone's like, wow, that's like such a great idea, and I can't believe this is out there. So, yeah, what happened was several years ago, my cousin's wife was diagnosed with cancer, and she's a young mom of little kids. And my mom and I were just asking so many people to pray for her. And I would often message her, like text her really encouraging messages. And I knew that those messages really made a difference. And so it was at that time when I had the idea, like I just wish there was some sort of application that just made this easier, you know, for her to be lifted up with prayer and messages and just to make things, you know, easier to reach out to people, to let them know to pray for an intention. So that's when the idea came to my mind. Life was really busy for me at that time with my family. So I didn't really work on it too much at that time. And then fast forward like a year or so later, we had this incident in my family's accident that happened with my two-year-old son. So yeah, this little guy swallowed one of those Tide laundry detergent pods.
Oh, no. Yeah, we hear about that all the time, but this is the first time I actually met someone that it actually personally happened to. Okay.
Yeah, and I was pregnant with my fifth baby. I was 9 months pregnant, and this happened, and, you know, he had to be on a ventilator because, you know, it was a really serious situation. And I just wished at that time, like, I was like, oh, I wish I had that application, you know, like, reach out to so many people to pray. But thanks be to God, you know, he's okay now. We actually, my mom called a radio station just like yours and asked, like, a whole lot of people to pray. So we had people all over the country praying for my son, and I truly believe it's the power of prayer that helped my son to recover. But what happened was when I was at the bedside of my son the night that he was on the ventilator, I was all alone with him, and my husband was home with the other kids. You know, I woke up, it was like 2 a.m, and my mind was just being flooded with, like, all these images of what the application should look like. It was, like, crystal clear. And so I got up, and I found, like, a notepad in the hospital room. I found a pencil, and I just started sketching the whole thing out. And I spent, like, the whole night doing that, and it was just so crystal clear, and I just knew something that the Holy Spirit wanted me to do. And so in the morning, my husband came, and he noticed that I was up, and I told him, I'm like, look, the website, it's all done. I have it all written out, so we got to get this done. So both of us, you know, we praised God for the inspiration, and from then until now, we've just been slowly, slowly working on it. You know, we're raising our family, so it's just been like a really slow process. My son is like 6 years old now.
Okay.
Doing well, doing great. So yeah, that's how that's how it came to be.
Now, Sheena, how many people typically join a prayer group? I mean, when you get a request in there, do you get 5 or 10 or 100? How many typically respond?
Oh, so people are so excited when they receive a prayer campaign. I mean, when people receive a campaign, people are always like, yeah, I mean, I want to pray for this person. Because, you know, as we know, prayer makes a difference. You know, prayer changes things. So, yeah, this website has just started. We just launched it in March. So a lot of people are not aware of this website. But whenever people create campaigns, we get tons and tons of prayers. Tons of prayers coming in. And it's really beautiful to see.
So just in general, so you guys launched the website, I guess it would have been March 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And so since March of 2021, how many prayer campaigns have you had at this point?
I haven't actually counted.
Okay.
There's actually several.
Uh-huh.
But I would say in the hundreds.
Okay.
Somewhere
wow.
in the hundreds. There's been a few hundred campaigns being created. Actually, what I can mention is, like, there's this one campaign. It's really a beautiful. It's a beautiful story because, you know, I wasn't sure when I should launch this website because I was trying to perfect it before I actually launch it. And what happened was, one day I was looking at all the campaigns that were being created, and all of them are always test campaigns because at that point I didn't launch the website yet. It wasn't public. No one knew about it except for me and my beta testers. And what happened was I was looking at all the campaigns and I noticed this one campaign. It was not a test campaign. It was like a real campaign. It said, "Pray for Mateo." And so I read it and it was written by a mother asking for prayers for her 13-year-old son who's going into like a life-changing surgery that would help him walk again. And it was a very risky surgery. So she was like just begging for prayers. And I looked at it and I was like, praise the Lord, someone found the website. Like no one knows about this. How is there a real campaign on the website? So right away, when I saw the campaign, I called my kids. We all prayed 9 memorares for this boy named Mateo. And I submitted those prayers. I wrote her a message letting her know that I'm the creator of this campaign. It's miraculous that you found this because this has not been publicized yet, you know. And I said, we're praying for your son. And, you know, if you have time, please give me a call. And she called me the next day. And she told me the whole story about how they found the website, which is truly incredible. Mm-hmm. Mateo was really nervous about this surgery. And he told his mom, he's like, Mom, how many people are going to be praying for me? And his mom said, oh, yeah. She named a whole bunch of people that would be praying, about 20 or 25 people. And he's like, no, Mom, I need more. I need more people praying for me. I need a GoFundMe, but not a GoFundMe. I need to go pray for me. You got to make this happen. And so the mom is like, oh, okay, I got to do something like that. And so she just searched the web for a website that would do that, and she couldn't find anything. And then finally, she decided to search goprayforme.com, and she landed on my website. And she's like, oh, wow, this is exactly what we needed. So she went ahead and created a campaign, and she shared it with so many people. She shared it on her Facebook, and that's why when I saw the campaign, there was like 700 rosaries and 500 Hail Marys, and there was like a tremendous amount of prayers on that campaign, right? So that was just such a beautiful story because that was my call to launch the website. That's when I knew that God was like, okay, now it's time. If it's helping Mateo and that family, you know, the whole world needs to see it and use it.
And what reminds me of that, we need to take a quick break, but what reminds me of that is the wedding at Cana when Jesus wasn't quite ready to get started, but his mother said, you know, they don't have any wine and, you know, do whatever he tells you. And he's kind of like, well, I'm not really ready to do miracles yet. But so it's like one of those things where you weren't quite ready to launch, but God was ready for you to move forward there, right?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I didn't think about it that way. That is so precious.
Well, we're going to come back and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can get connected to this and how it all works. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Faith in Action is our oldest, longest-running program here on Catholic Radio Indy. We're looking for some local Catholic businesses or organizations to help us underwrite the cost of this program. It doesn't cost a lot, and your underwriting support will help see that local programs like Faith in Action stay on the airwaves here in Central Indiana. Most businesses have never thought about underwriting a program. They don't know how much it'll cost or what they might say in their underwriting announcements. Well, that's okay, because with just a phone call, we can tell you all about it. Call Val at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. The call is free and there's no obligation. We can really use your support. So please give Val a call right now while you're thinking about it. 317-870-8400 or email Valerie at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we are talking with our guest, Sheena Lukos. She is the founder and creator of GoPrayForMe.com. And I want to ask you, what are the different types of prayer campaigns that you're seeing or that are available?
So we've been seeing prayer campaigns for so many different intentions. Number one, first of all these difficult situations, cancer patients, people who are sick. We've also been seeing campaigns for birthdays, someone's 40th birthday. Someone recently created a campaign for a new baby, and for marriages. So, yeah, we've been seeing it for all type of different things, also for fundraisers. So when an organization is trying to raise money, they also want to raise prayers as well. So, yeah, we've been seeing so many different types of prayer campaigns.
Well, one thing you mentioned when we were at the break, some of the benefits. You mentioned something about Mateo's family.
Oh, yeah. So, as I mentioned, Mateo's mom called me, and we talked. She's someone that I have never met before. She lives out in California, and we just talked for 2 hours, and she was just telling me how amazing this campaign has been for their family. So a few benefits are that, you know, this Mateo has an older brother who's in college, and so this campaign was sent out to a lot of his college buddies. They're all in a fraternity, and so many of these college kids in the fraternity who maybe, you know, don't really pray as much, just started praying a lot more. And these boys are getting down on their knees and praying the rosary and submitting prayers for their friend's little brother. And they're also seeing these people who are very prayerful, just kind of even praying even more, finding more pockets of time in their day to offer up prayers. So even like my husband and myself, knowing that there's a prayer campaign, you know, there are times when we're just kind of sitting around at a restaurant and, you know, one of us goes to use the restroom or something, and I would just usually pick up my phone and kind of scroll. But instead, knowing that there's a prayer campaign, I'm just kind of more motivated to pray. So there are just these little pockets of time where I'll pray instead, you know, and then submit to it, knowing that they're going to be so encouraged by it. We're finding just an increase in prayer all around, all different ages, all different dynamics. And also, we're noticing that the person in need is being so encouraged. So, for example, for Mateo, people are messaging him saying that they're also going through some suffering, and they're asking Mateo to offer up his suffering for their suffering, you know? So he's feeling really empowered to, like, go through his recovery and offer it up for all these people that are sending him emails.
No, this sounds like a great idea, and I'm sure there's people listening that say, well, gee, why wouldn't everybody do this? There's got to be some catch to it. I wonder how much it costs.
Oh, it costs absolutely nothing, nothing at all. There's no fee at all whatsoever. You just go to the website, create a campaign, and share it with the world. The whole point of this website, you know, I truly believe it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. The whole point is just to increase prayer, you know, to bring prayer back into the world. And, you know, we don't want to charge people to do that, of course. So, yeah, it's just free. You just go and create a campaign and share it and just be uplifted. And one of the other great features about this is that, you know, when a person in need receives messages and notifications of prayer, there's absolutely no obligation for them to respond or mm-hmm. like or hit like or comment. The whole idea is for them to just be, just for them to receive all the love mm-hmm. and support, and that's it, mm-hmm. you know. So I just think it's a really beautiful website, and yeah, I mean, it's free, so.
Okay, so I've got a prayer request. How do I get it on the program or on the website? What do I do to begin?
Yeah, walk us through the steps of how to set up a campaign, if you will.
Yeah, so all you do is you go to www.goprayforme.com and you want to create an account, and it's very simple and easy. You just literally just put in your name and an email address, and then you're done. And then you want to click on Create a Campaign. And there you can write a description of your prayer intention. You could also add an optional photo to further give some, you know, insight on the situation or who you're praying for. And then there's a place where you can add email addresses of the people that you want to invite. So you list a whole lot of, you list the email addresses of the people you would like to send it to. And then there's an option of whether you want this campaign to be shareable or if you want it to be private. So some people might have campaigns that they just want to keep to themselves or just share with, like, just a few other people. So we wanted to make sure that that functionality is there. So you choose that, and then you could also, and then all you do is just, you just save the campaign, and then it sends out to all the email addresses that you've listed there. Or if you don't want to list any email addresses, you could always just save it and share the link itself to Facebook or Twitter or in your email or text, just like how you would do with a GoFundMe account.
Mm-hmm. That's really super cool.
So if you choose and if you choose shareable, that means that anyone with the link can see the campaign. But if you choose private, only the people that you have put down email addresses for on the website, only those people can see the campaign. So that it's private.
But if you don't choose private, it goes to lots of people, right?
It goes to whoever you send it to. So if you create a campaign and you don't send it to anyone, no one's going to see it, right? So you'll have to create it, and you'll have to share it with people for them to see it.
By probably taking the link and sending it that way. We just have a few minutes left, literally 3 minutes left or so. I want you to talk about the impact that you think it's having or that you've seen with people that have been involved in the campaign.
Yeah, like I mentioned, we're seeing that people who don't typically pray are praying just because they know that they will be submitting to this campaign. They know that the person they need will be receiving their message and their prayer notification, so they're really motivated to do that. So we're seeing people who haven't gone to Mass in a long time going to Mass. And like I said, we're seeing people who pray, even who have a consistent prayer life, praying even more, finding those pockets of time to pray. And also, there oftentimes, you know, we hear prayer requests from our friends and family. They always ask us to pray for them, and oftentimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I forget, you know.
So yeah, true.
This is a great way for me to kind of keep track of all the intentions that I'm praying for. So I have a list in my Go Pray For Me account, and so I know what I'm praying for. I can put it down as soon as someone tells me to pray for them, and so then I can very intentionally pray. So we're seeing one of the greatest things is just being very intentional about our prayers.
What about for you personally, and maybe for your family, what kind of an impact has it had on you personally, like spiritually, just to go forward and do something like this?
You know, it's been such an incredible journey for me. I'm truly honored that the Lord has put this on my heart to create. And so this has done so much for my spiritual life, because, you know, I'm at a point where I am praying constantly, you know, knowing that this is like on my shoulder to do. My prayer life is really consistent right now, and our family is, or my kids are like seeing me do that, seeing my husband do that. My husband and I are working on this together. He's like my biggest support, and so it's been great for my kids to see me and my husband working together, praying together. It's done so much tremendously for my spiritual life.
So give the website, Sheena. Give us the website.
It's www.goprayforme.com.
GoPrayForMe.com. Go there, set up a campaign, and there you go, more prayer. So more prayers going. Our guest today has been Sheena Lukos, the founder and creator of GoPrayForMe.com. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.